Hi, on this episode of Data Exposed, we'll be covering PrivateLink, which recently went GA for Azure SQL Database. Be sure to tune in to learn more on Data Exposed. Hi, welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, we're going to be talking about PrivateLink for Azure SQL Database. Today, I have joined with me from his home, Rohit Nayak, who is a PM on the Azure SQL team. Thanks for joining us, Rohit.
Thank you, Anna.
And today, you're going to be telling us a little bit more about PrivateLink, which I think went GA recently. Can you tell us more about what it is?
Absolutely. So let me share my screen here and bring up our deck, and then we'll go from there. We have been doing a series of videos in the past, and we have taken customers through the connectivity architecture of SQL Database. And this slide should look familiar to customers if they review the playlist of the videos that we put together. And this is the story for how you connect to SQL Database today through what we call as a public endpoint. When I say public endpoint, I mean that your connectivity comes in through SQL Gateway in the region, and then you get redirected to the backend. So hopefully, this is some context that listeners will have. And if not, then they can go review the previous videos. So now, let me tell you what's new. So we went GA with a feature called PrivateLink, and all this does is give you private connectivity to your platform as a service in Azure. And you can connect to the PaaS service from within your virtual network. So I know there's a lot of technical terms here, so let me simplify it with a picture. So imagine you have a SQL database running in Azure today, and you have an Azure virtual machine, which has this private IP address of ending in 1.5. And typically, Azure virtual machines are deployed in the context of a virtual network. So what the private link concept is all about is taking another IP address in this VNet and then linking it to the SQL database. And this comes with several key benefits. Number one is you have one single private endpoint for your logical server. And since this is a server level entity, it allows you private connectivity to everything underneath that server, which could be a SQL database, a Synapse workspace, Elastic pools, or hyperscale database. The big value prop here is your connection string remains unchanged. So if you have legacy apps that connect to SQL database, nothing needs to be changed from the app side. And the third big value add is you can now connect to SQL database from on-premises via ExpressRoute or VPN. Because as long as you can get to this IP address, you have a private connection to SQL database.
So Rohit, when you say private connection, does that mean that it's a more secure connection, or kind of can you explain to us why we kind of brought this feature about?
Absolutely. So one of the feedbacks we heard from customers is in the previous model, the picture that I showed you, you have this SQL gateway, which is the common control plane across all SQL databases in a region, right? So customers were concerned about data exfiltration and the fact that you have this one common control plane that is multi-tenant. So in this particular feature, what happens is you always end up connecting to this private endpoint, which is a fixed IP address. And that is how your risks for data exfiltration via the login path goes down. So absolutely, by introducing one of the reasons for this feature is to make increase the security of the connections to SQL database.
I see. Got it. Thanks.
And as you mentioned, we are GA for SQL database storage, and many more services are coming or have landed actually since VGA. So now that I've introduced the concept, let me go next to, okay, how does this actually work? So when you look at a private endpoint, so private endpoint is actually an ARM resource that gets deployed in the portal when you create this. And think of it like a wrapper around a private IP address. But it consists of three major things for it to work. Number one, you need to know what is your private link resource, which is what is the PaaS service that you want to connect to privately. So in our case, it could be a storage account, could be Azure SQL database, or any of the other ones that are coming up. Number two, you need the networking piece, which is, okay, where is this private endpoint going to be hosted? Which virtual network and subnet? So you need to think about that ahead of time and plan it out. And third is, how do you translate from when I make a database call to myserver.database.windows.net, that needs to be captured and then routed to the private endpoint. So that is being done by this third component called the private DNS zone. And we'll see that in our next session where we demo this. But this is the key thing that ensures that you don't need to change your connection string, that you connect to SQL database as you do today. And the DNS zone takes care of ensuring that that traffic goes via the private route using the private endpoint. So this was what private endpoint is all about. And then let me conclude by just bringing it home with the different connectivity scenarios. So this is actually how we see customers using this in practice. So to begin with, you start with the private endpoint, which is in a VNet and in Azure. You can definitely, for the purposes of, to keep it simple here, I'm assuming you want to connect from an Azure VM as your client. So you could definitely connect with client in the same VNet and subnet, because that's by default allowed by Azure. The more interesting scenarios is when you can do something called as VNet peering, where you have two virtual networks within your subscription, and you enable this VNet peering feature on the networking side, so traffic can flow between them. And then you can have, a client in the peered VNet communicates to the private endpoint. Then a third common scenario is, how do you connect from on-premises? So to be able to do this, you need something called as a VNet gateway, which enables that connectivity from on-premises. And then there are various options like point-to-site, site-to-site VPN, or express route. And finally, a fourth interesting scenario which customers use a lot is, hey, I have my SQL database is in East US and my client is in West US. How do these talk to each other? And this is a common scenario where you use the CNET to VNet connection type supported by Azure Networking. And you need VNet gateways on both ends, but then the connectivity happens to private link this way. So that was a high-level overview of the feature and, you know, how we see customers will use it. And I think we'll go to, in the next session, I'll show you an end-to-end demo of how this works.
Thanks, Rohit. Thanks for joining us and sharing that information about private link. It seems like a great new way to get some of the private link capabilities that are built into managed instance from Azure SQL Database. And for our listeners, be sure to tune in next time where Rohit actually goes through what this looks like in the portal and shows us some of the connectivity behind the scenes.
Absolutely, Anna. It was a pleasure to be here. And stay with us as we go into the next video where we show you a demo.
Awesome. Thanks. And if you like this video, please like the video, leave us a comment, and subscribe to our channel. Thanks. See you next time on Data Exposed.